The parable of the 10 virgins is a parable told by Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. In it, the 5 virgins who are prepared for the bridegroom's arrival are rewarded, and the 5 who are not prepared are excluded. The parable has a clear theme: be prepared for the day of reckoning. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." We see in this story 10 young virgins gathering in anticipation of a wedding, awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom. But his coming is delayed until the dark hours after midnight. When he finally does arrive, some of the virgins are ready and awake, and some are not. As the midnight hour approaches, the lamps of all 10 of the virgins begin to flicker and burn low. The 5 wise virgins have brought an extra jar of oil with them. When the cry of the bridegroom's friend comes at midnight, these virgins are ready. They rise up from their slumbers, recharge their lamps, and go with the bridegroom. For the other 5 virgins, it is a different story. They have not prepared, and their oil has run out. They try to borrow from the others, but they refused to share, saying that there would not be enough. The virgins with empty lamps are unable to go out into the darkness to meet the bridegroom. They run off to get more oil, but by then, the bridegroom no longer wants them. What happened? All the virgins had the same access to the same things. All had lamps, wicks, and fire to light them. It would seem as though the importance of this illustration is not the lamps themselves, but about those who had the extra oil. There is no denying the fact that the parable is heavy laden with images that have had symbolic significance to the ancient hearer. But what about us today? Look at the picture of one of the virgins before you. The photographer who took this of his daughter developed the picture to find he had made a mistake in the intensity of the lighting. The result was the picture seemed flawed, with a bright light, and he left it alone for personal interpretation. Is the lamp lit or not? Is this the face of one of the 5 virgins who awoke to the cry of the messenger? "Behold, your bridegroom cometh! Go ye out to meet him," pouring the last of her reserve oil into the lamp, and is welcomed in to the wedding feast. Or is this the face of the one who just awoke to the call, realizing she has no extra oil to light her way? The face of fear and regret. The moment of truth as the 5 go and light their way to the bridegroom, while the other 5 panics and run to find oil in the middle of the night, realizing that it is too late to enter into the wedding and hear the door shut. Can you hear the five virgins crying, "Master, Master, wait for us! Lord, Lord, open to us the door! Open the door, Master! Master, Lord, it can't be too late! We have our oil!" My dear sisters, today our discussion of the 10 virgins will focus on being prepared, watchful, and keeping our lamps filled. We look to this parable as a warning of our need to be ready for the return of Jesus. In Matthew 25:13, it says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Jesus urges us to be watchful. Though Christ's return may be delayed, He is coming back for us. You have chosen wisely today, and you will learn how to keep your lamps filled and ready, for the bridegroom cometh.